This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Rest of the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives MPs urge government to create environment for agitating teachers to return to school. Main opposition party CPN Maoist Center registers resolution of public importance seeking House discussion on teachers and doctors' demands. Medical Education Commission reaffirms its directive on leaving allowances for private medical colleges, residential doctors, and Russia declares 72-hour unilateral ceasefire in Ukraine and calls on Kyiv to agree to the pause. Now the news in detail. The members of parliament have drawn the government's attention towards creating an environment for the community school teachers currently staging protests in Kathmandu to return to their workplace. Speaking during the emergency session of today's meeting of the House of Representatives, the lawmakers said it was unfortunate that clashes have occurred during peaceful protests by teachers and that suppression against the teachers should be stopped. Meanwhile, the major opposition CPN Maoist Center has registered a resolution of urgent public importance demanding discussion in the House to address the demands of the agitating teachers and doctors. Party Chief Whip Hitraj Pandey said the government has ignored the voices of the agitating teachers as well as the doctors agitating for professional rights. Chief Whip of Rashtriya Swatantra Party Santosh Pariyar, lawmaker of CPN Unified Socialist Sher Bahadur Kumar, Chair of Am Janata Party Prabhusa and Chair of Rashtriya Janamorcha Chitra Bahadur KC have seconded the resolution. The resolution points out six reasons that the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology and the Ministry of Health and Population should hold discussion on the matter. The 19th meeting of the Medical Education Commission today has concluded that the private medical colleges should ensure leaving expenses to residential doctors as per the rate it was decided and since the decision came into effect. The meeting stressed residential doctors who are agitating should get back to their duties and studies. The meeting also entertained a report by the 11-member task force to review the number of seats and fees structures of the private medical colleges for MBBS and BDS programs. In the meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deepak Kafle, the Secretary at the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, handed over the report to Prime Minister and Commission Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli. The 16th meeting of the Commission on the 8th of February warranted the private medical colleges to pay the residential doctors with living allowances on par with the government facilities. It has decided that private residential doctors shall be paid with 48,737 rupees of living allowances per month. The subcommittee formed by Public Accounts Committee PAC to study alleged irregularities during construction of the Pokhara International Airport has submitted its report to the committee. Committee Secretary and Spokesperson, Joint Secretary of the Parliament Secretariat, Ekaram Giri said, Subcommittee Coordinator Rajendra Prasad Lingden submitted the report to the Public Accounts Committee Coordinator Rishikesh Pokhrel at a handover ceremony held at the Parliament Building in New Baneshwar this afternoon. Lalitpur Metropolitan City has sent a letter requesting all schools in the metropolitan area to operate from tomorrow. Metropolitan City spokesperson Raju Maharjan said, letter was sent today requesting all community schools to operate and start teaching and learning. Meanwhile, Dullu Municipality of Dailek has also directed to begin the admission procedure of the students starting from tomorrow. Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has lauded the contribution of the private sector to boost the national economy. Speaking at an interaction organized by the Nepali Congress Industry and Trade Department today, President Deoba said the role of the private sector was important for the economic prosperity of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हरेक दिन को लागि सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जाऊ कनेक्टेड रहस इन्टरनेट मा सब गर्नुस
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
सबै यसबाट नै पाउनुस
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A 3-day workshop on weather and disaster communication has kicked off today in collaboration with Public Service Broadcasting Radio Nepal, Nepal Television and BBC Media Action Nepal. Addressing the inaugural ceremony of the workshop that began at the Central Broadcasting Office of Radio Nepal in Simhadarbar, Executive Chairman of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Mahendra Bista, expressed his belief that the workshop would help in communicating disaster and weather-related information in a simple and effective manner in accordance with the essence of public service broadcasting. At the inauguration ceremony, Public Service Broadcasting Nepal's Acting Chief Administrative Officer Vishnu Ram Neopane said that Public Service Broadcasting Nepal is working towards the objective of communicating weather and disaster-related information more effectively to the general audience and viewers. Similarly, at the workshop, senior journalist and trainer Mohan Mainali and communications expert Ramkrishna Regmi provided training on how public service broadcasting can prepare weather-related news in a way that is understandable to the general public. More than 25 media personnel working at Radio Nepal and Nepal Television are participating in the workshop. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Monday that Russian forces will halt fighting from the morning of May 8th until the 11th of May, according to Al Jazeera. The announcement comes amid a rising pressure from the United States for Moscow to agree to a full ceasefire in the conflict. Russia will mark the 80th anniversary of the end of the Great Patriotic War, which is in terms for the conflict fought by the Soviet Union while its allies fought World War II on the 9th of May. In a statement, the Kremlin called on Kyiv to join the temporary truce but pledged that in the event of violations by the Ukrainians, its armed forces would give an adequate and effective response. Ukraine has not yet responded. At least 68 African migrants have been killed in a U.S. airstrike on a detention center in Houthi-controlled northwestern Yemen, the armed group's TV channel says. Al-Masira reported that another 47 migrants were injured, most of them critically, when the center in Sada province was bombed. It posted graphic footage showing multiple bodies covered in the rubble of destroyed building. There was no immediate comment from the U.S. military. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and a gusty wind is likely to occur at some places of Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati and Kentucky provinces and at one or two places of hilly region of rest of the country. Heavy rainfall is likely to occur at one or two places of Koshi province. There is a possibility of light rainfall and snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Koshi, Bagmati and Kentucky provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives MPs urge government to create environment for agitating teachers to return to school. Main opposition party CPN Maoist Center registers resolution of public importance seeking House discussion on teachers and doctors' demands. Medical Education Commission reaffirms its directive on living allowances for private medical colleges' residential doctors. And Russia declares 72-hour unilateral ceasefire in Ukraine and calls on Kyiv to agree to the pause. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.